USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.N.'s former chief prosecutor for war crimes has called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Carla DuPont is talking to media in her native Switzerland, marking the release of her latest book. She has called for an international arrest warrant to be issued for Putin, adding there were clear war crimes being committed in the country. The Kremlin invaded Ukraine nearly 2 months ago. DuPont says suspected war crimes committed by both countries should be investigated. U.S. Treasury officials are arguing that sanctions are weakening the Russian currency despite gains this week. The exchange rate as of Friday is 85 rubles to equal $1, just shy of the rate prior to the February invasion. A senior Treasury official said weekly inflation in Russia is a direct effect of sanctions from the U.S. and allies. The Dow and the Nasdaq was essentially flat at the end of the week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
E-commerce giant Amazon says it's disappointed with the outcome of a union vote at one of their Staten Island facilities. Employees there voted to be the first Amazon warehouse to unionize. In a statement, the company said they are evaluating its options, including filing objections based on inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. Meantime, employees of the Amazon Labor Union celebrated in Brooklyn outside of the NLRB building where the votes were counted. Chris Malls, a fired Amazon employee who helped organize the union, spoke to WCBS-TV. He called the victory a revolution for a better quality of life.
We're fighting for $30 an hour. We're fighting for longer breaks. We're fighting to be shareholders again in the company. We're fighting for job security.
The House, largely along party lines, voted to legalize marijuana nationwide and eliminate criminal penalties for distribution and possession. It now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is working to introduce a similar bill soon. It's not clear that the legislation would pass in the upper chamber. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One of the grifters in a viral scam learned his fate in the Garden State Friday.
A New Jersey man who conspired with his then-girlfriend and a then-homeless veteran to cook up a feel-good story and then use the lie to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations online was sentenced in federal court Friday to more than 2 years in prison. Mark D'Amico, Caitlin McClure, and Johnny Bobbitt made up a story in late 2017 about Bobbitt giving $20 to help McClure when her car ran out of gas in Philadelphia. D'Amico and McClure solicited donations through GoFundMe, purportedly to help Bobbitt, and conducted newspaper and TV interviews. They eventually raised more than $400,000 in donations. Authorities began investigating after Bobbitt sued the couple, accusing them of not giving him the money. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Despite accepting his resignation, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences said it will continue to move forward with disciplinary proceedings against actor Will Smith. Smith, who won this year's Best Actor Award, took to the Oscar stage last Sunday to slap Chris Rock after the comedian made a joke at the expense of the actor's wife, fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith, who lost her hair due to a medical condition known as alopecia. Smith announced his resignation Friday. He said in a statement that his actions were, quote, shocking, painful, and inexcusable. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere by going to our website. The address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.